With a new superintendent on board, those twice-a-month live, unedited conversations with KPCW have ended as Dr. Jill Gilday immerses herself into her new job and community. In an email to KPCW from the district's full-time communications director, Melinda Colton, starting with this new school year, the superintendent will no longer give interviews to KPCW prior to a board meeting. No reason was given in the email. Colton told us later it was a school board directive. Following her first meeting on Tuesday, Superintendent Gilday told KPCW that as a new employee, she has her work cut out for her. Even so, she plans to come on the airwaves with monthly updates.
Right, so I think I'm on once a month. I think that's our plan. So I think whenever you'd like me, I mean, whenever you want to call or have questions, I'm certainly happy to respond or answer those. I think part of my work this first year is really, because I'm coming new to the area, I really want to get to know the schools, and I really want to be in the schools, and I really want that to be my focus and priority. So that may be a shift, maybe from what's happened before, but I really feel it's important to have that boots on the ground, not to judge and evaluate as much as just get to know exactly what is happening so that we can continue the trajectory of excellence that the district's known for. So I think that's really where my time will be spent or should be spent this first year.
She acknowledged, though, that the once-a-month interviews could be temporary. Also in her email, Colton asked that the radio station use her as a resource. She said it's her job to get answers as quickly as she can and to put the community rumors to rest. Meanwhile, Dr. Gilday has drafted what she calls the superintendent entry plan. It was presented to the school board on Tuesday. It outlines how she intends to meet the board's strategic initiatives.
Well, at this point, I presented my superintendent entry and transition plan for the Board of Education so that they could see my thoughts on these different areas. So basically, I'm aligning my work with those key strategic initiatives that the board identified last year. So I'm looking at academic excellence and excellent personnel, but I've also, of course, added fiscal responsibility and operational excellence to that list that they have, because, of course, those are all parts of the school district as well.
It includes a section on communications and community alliances. Gilday plans to review the existing communication strategies and social media and will audit the existing communications plan. Gilday says this plan and her first-year goals planning process will give her the time to meet with identified stakeholders, perform data analysis, conduct program and system evaluations, and begin the comprehensive process for developing an operational plan. A link to the copy of her plan can be found on our website, kpcw.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.